It's the middle of winter, and this is the time when my thoughts start to turn toward vacation. Where do you like to go on vacation? You know, one of the places that inspires me and my family the most is Door County, Wisconsin. It's a place that we go and we try to make it up there about every year, and it never fails to impress. In this episode, I'll be joined by Matt Bannon, my daughter Katie, and my husband Bill, and we're going to share with you our experiences in Door County and share with you also some experiences on the way up to Door. Art for Life podcast by Galleries Choice, and I'm your host, Rose Jarecki. All right, so all I'm doing today is I'm just, you know, this is the last day of our time in Door County. We always come up here as a family and every year and enjoy it. And I just wanted to try a little bit of podcasting just to get on the airwaves and talk about our experiences here. And let everybody at home know that this is a great place to come if they want to relax and enjoy some local art. So what do you guys think? What was your favorite event in Door County?
What, am I going first?
Well, Matt, there's you spoke no order. First, so go ahead.
all right, let's see. I think my favorite stop was that first place we went to where she did the big figurines and the giant, I guess, housing casing of glass.
That was in Sturgeon Bay.
In Sturgeon Bay. Okay.
On 2nd Street in Sturgeon Bay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool.
Those are the sand casting or the glass?
Yeah, sand casting. Because we had just done glass blowing in Racine earlier that day. And then so coming into more glass work was pretty cool. Because the ones that we did, the ornaments and viewing orbs and paperweights, were about the size of your palm. Whereas these were like 3x1 big pieces of glass. I thought it was cool.
Definitely fixtures. They had embedded objects in them. Mm-hmm. So she literally casts an object, she paints it with enamels, and then she encases it in clear glass. Very three-dimensional. I've always loved Topelka Studios for that reason. But our adventure in Racine was just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They were just absolutely wonderful at glass blowing. Yeah. Katie, that was your first time at glass blowing.
Yeah, that think? Was my favorite stop, also not actually in Door County.
That's okay, it was on the way up.
It was on the way. But yeah, the glass blowing studio, that was a lot of fun. We had really great instructors. And you could you could pick between, what do we do, a paperweight, the ornament, or a...
viewing orb.
Gazing ball. Viewing orb.
Yeah. Same thing.
But that was a lot of fun. I feel like we learned a lot, and it was very manageable. Like, it wasn't an exceptionally difficult task. Like, it looked really daunting, but they were very, like, hands-on with their instruction. We got to pick out all of our colors. We got to learn a little bit more about the whole process. So that was exciting.
Okay. Shout out to Dan and Amanda teaching that class.
Absolutely. They do a great thing there.
What was the name of that shop?
Hot Shop.
Hot shop.
There you go. Hot shop.
Thankfully, this is day 5 of our vacation.
Yeah. Well, my favorite place up here overall is probably Edgewood.
Edgewood Gallery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Edgewood Orchard Gallery.
Yeah. Okay.
And why do you like them above the others?
They just have a really nice sculpture garden, and I feel like their artists are usually putting out something different. Like, you can tell that it's the same artist, but it'll be like a different spin every time we come up. Yeah.
You know, last year I experienced cold wax paintings, and was so intrigued by that, cold wax and oil, because I'd never done that before, and I found them at Edgewood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do love the walking through the garden and seeing the metal sculptures and the ceramic sculptures there.
The bears this year.
Oh,
their
yeah.
sculpture in the front changes every year, or every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the horses out there for many years. But they're designed to rust away, and I think that's part of it. But this year, the bears, full size, real life, oh my God.
Well, one year they had that huge gate. It was like a garden gate was probably, I don't know, maybe 15 feet wide.
Yeah.
And
all welded together. And
yeah, and it was a functioning gate, but it had, it was like
found
a,
art.
Yeah, it was like a gate to hell, so it had like gears and like little demons and gargoyles all over it. It was nice.
Yeah, somebody bought that.
Yeah, somebody bought that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have the other favorite, the metal light fixtures that are kind of in that back hallway.
Yeah.
To
the fish.
The fish.
The big fish that are, it's the frame of the fish.
Yeah.
The outside skin, I should say.
And they have a light inside of it, so it's functional and decorative all at the same time.
Kind of like a pool table light, but very cool.
And I'm always intrigued by the acrylic paintings that they have actually on the outside. If you have a garden room, an outside room that you're trying to decorate, to have a painting, physical, traditional piece of art, but have it weatherproof enough that you can put it outside, let it rain on, get, you know, wind and sun and rain. And those are always kind of
interesting. Acrylics in a three-season room, that works really well, too.
And the framing's like a plastic-y kind of frame that's going to
It's literally plastic, yes.
Yeah. That's cool. And that's something I hadn't seen before anywhere else. You guys went kayaking, though, too.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that. That sounded fun.
That was good. That was with Door County Kayak, because there's a lot of different companies. I had to remember which one, but we did the Cave Point tour, and it was really nice. It was terrifying. We went out
at, for some maybe
yeah at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was foggy, but the water was really calm, so it was creepy. It looked like Silent Hill, like it looked very creepy, but it was kind of cool. And it was kind of a long trip, too. Like, I thought it was going to be shorter. It was a long time out on the water.
Probably about 2 miles total.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you're on the Michigan side. So you're in Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Around Cave Point County Park, and the state park is...
Oh, I don't remember.
I'll find it.
It's up there. No, this was your second time kayaking. Is that correct?
Second time up here. It's my third time kayaking.
Oh, okay. And then, Matt, that was your first.
Yeah, first time overall.
Yeah. So what'd you think?
We spun in a lot of circles.
Lots of circles. Nothing we did prevented the circles from coming. But it helped docking on the land, because we just swung right in there. So we were practicing for that. We just didn't know it.
Very good.
Yeah, there were a couple on this tour where you go into a cove or into a cave, and you have enough room to like get in and turn around and get out. But it's kind of daunting because you're like up against the rocks, and the rocks at that part of the peninsula kind of go straight up next to you. Like, it's kind of a sheer cliff. So if, I mean...
Yeah, we were standing on top of that.
Yeah.
Don't fall in the water.
Well, and if you, I mean...
It's only like 6 feet above the water. It's not that tall.
It's, and if you hit the rocks, though, because, like, the water's constantly going out and coming back in the waves. So the part that I was worried about is when it went out, if we had the boat, like, slide underneath a ledge and get pinned, then when the water came back up, we could have flipped.
Yeah.
And like
hit your head on the ceiling, maybe?
Or I could have just hit Ned's head on the ceiling of the cave a few times.
You two are very tall individuals, so this is a concern.
Well, he's taller than me, so he had a problem.
Just don't stop at the shortest point. Keep going.
But, I'm sure that the instructors have seen it all before, and were out there. Yeah. Now, we were, you see, you have good things to say about the instructors, if you're thinking about taking a kayak tour for the very first time, you'd be comfortable.
Yeah, we had Keith, I believe his name was.
Mm-hmm. He was great. He was just a funny guy.
Yeah,
it's good.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
He enjoyed his job.
He really did, and he was very encouraging, too. He's like, oh, everybody's so in sync. And then, like, I was like, oh, maybe we were doing better than we thought. And I went back and looked at the pictures.
And you're spinning in circles.
Yes. We were not, yes.
The pictures that you got from the shore. And, like, there's not one picture where our oars are going the same direction.
Jeez.
So, yeah, Keith did a good job.
So they came out of Jacksonport, and they take you by bus over to the water. You go out on the water. And in addition to that, to Keith, there was a photographer who also acts as a second person for safety out there too. So, nice setup.
Very good, very good. podcast is brought to you by Galleries Choice. Galleries Choice is a family-friendly art and gift gallery with a hands-on art focus, providing classes for all ages. Located in sunny Downers Grove, right along the Burlington Northern Railroad tracks, Galleries Choice has been a mainstay in the Downers Grove landscape for more than 15 years. Featuring custom art glass stylings and the original designs of artists Rose and Bill Jarecki, it is home to more than 75 local area artists. Join us for an art experience in stained glass, fused glass, mosaics, fine art, drawing, painting, and oils, watercolor, and acrylics, and jewelry and metalsmithing. Find us at GalleriesChoice.com. So while you guys were playing in the water there, spinning yourselves in circles,
yes,
your dad and I were on the shore at Cave Point in the park and walking those paths along that rocky shore. I'm telling you, with the fog coming in, that was really, it was eerie, but I have some fabulous pictures of, I took a lot of pictures this time. I don't know what my problem was in years past, but I had this crazy cell phone, crazy new technology, and I going nuts taking pictures of everything because it's so beautiful and just spectacular there along the edge of the water. I got some great pictures of some spider webs with just the dewdrops hanging. It's just, yeah, okay.
Ew.
It may not be everybody's wow, but it was...
Who was walking into them as we're going down the path. That was the ew.
I did that several times. But and I also took some little videos of the waves crashing up against the rocks and the cliffs and the caves where you were. That was fabulous. There's definitely some pictures that I've gotten from this trip that I'm going to take back to the studio and commit to paintings. So, I mean, if you're interested in painting and you want you've hit a roadblock or a writer's block, as it were, and you need to come up and get some inspiration, Cave Point is one of the places I would highly recommend taking a walk through there and looking offshore and stuff. I'll post some of these on my blog, so for others who want to be inspired through our trip, that was my whole intention of doing this, is to share this with everybody.
Well, the goal is to put every business we talk about on the blog so that they can find it with contact information.
Also, you know,
if you come up here, there's a thing called a Go Guide. You know, it's a half-inch thick book of all the places that you can travel, and it's advertised.
There's the arts guide.
There's a couple of arts guides. So grab those up, and you'll get a good sense around. There's also Edible Door for recipes and such.
That's some really nice recipes.
100 different cherry recipes in every issue.
Yeah. Well, and they have a lot of new restaurants up here, too, that we haven't even been to.
And you know what? The funny part was we went to one, and we went to one to check them out because we heard about them on a podcast. So here I am trying
full
to
get... Full circle.
Full circle. Trying
good eats. Good eggs.
Good eggs.
Good eggs.
Yes. And it's just a tiny little spot. But if you're into breakfast burritos, everything's fresh. I love the Chipotle tortilla. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really simple. And it was hot and good and fresh right there.
Yeah, so, and it's got a very eclectic feel. It's more for takeout. They only have, like, one little table there.
There are tables outside.
Tables outside. Yep, so if the weather's good, go out there. But, yeah, give them a shout-out. They seem to be very, very good. Mm-hmm. And I would not have gone there without the podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's just an example of technology bringing you back and taking you places. So that's
and
what we're good trying
eats
to do.
Is on, good Eats. Good Eggs is on Highway 42 in Ephra.
Right next to the confectionery, which we also visited. Of course.
They couldn't get away from that.
They had fudge, yes. Very good.
Yeah, where did we go for ice cream this trip? We went to Not Licked Yet and...
That's frozen custard.
Annual favorite. We always go.
Mm-hmm. Staple.
Oh, and Wilson's.
And Wilson's, of
course.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wilson's is in Ephraim. Not Licked Yet is in Gibraltar.
And Wilson's is the classic hot dog hamburger joint with the red and white awnings. Can't miss it as you head up 42 around the bay in Ephraim.
So we've been coming up to Door County for years. And Bill, maybe you could
You've been actually before me, before I.
Well, when I was growing up, we'd come up here and we'd camp at Peninsula State Park, usually. And we were kind of that other side of things. We didn't go to the restaurants. We didn't go too much to the galleries either. It was more just play in the park, and which is tremendous. They have Nicolet Bay Beach, so that'll take care of you for a long time in the summer. You can sit out there. You can swim out 100 yards. There's boat rentals, and there's within the park you can bike. Right across the street from the entrance to the park in Fish Creek, there's a couple of places to rent bikes. It's like $8 an hour. Not bad.
That's where we're going today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And although they took down the big tower, for those of you who have been here forever, Eagle Tower came down a few years ago. It wasn't safe anymore. But I read somewhere that they had raised enough money to rebuild it, although they're still trying to figure out the design of how they're going to do it. Eagle Tower was in Peninsula Park on one of the hilltops, and it was maybe 75 feet tall. Is that right? Guessing 75 or 100 feet tall. And you could see forever. It was really, it was one of the places you always had to go. Big old, made out of like railroad ties. It was huge.
I always love visiting the parks and the natural areas, but the real reason why I come up now, it's because of the galleries. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's one of the things. It's kind of funny. We, 6 days a week and probably working 7 days a week, opening with our open gallery all the time. Always painting, always working on custom works. And then when we go to relax, the couple of days that we carve out of the year, to go to relax, what do? We come up to Door County and we visit all of the local artisans. And so we visit all the galleries.
Well, Door County had its start 100 years ago as an art colony. And to our knowledge, it's one of the very few in the Midwest that still has that, those roots. And really, to go from gallery to gallery, you're not disappointed. There's a wide variety of art, from contemporary, absolutely, fine art, you know, old masters paintings, things like that. But that's the start of it. In recent years, it's switched over and it's more of a foodie place now.
It's
there's a lot more restaurants.
Contemporary cuisine, yes.
There's starred restaurants up here.
Yeah.
So it's getting better that way.
So no matter what you're in for or into, there's something for you in Door, which is phenomenal. That's why we keep coming back. But we can't get to as many galleries as I would like to in one trip. We could be here for 2 weeks. We couldn't visit them all. This time we went to Pamela Jeffcoat and Michael Beister. Did I get that? Did I get that right? The wonderful hand-built wood
furniture. Yeah, go back a little bit. So it's PKJ Designs and Michael Beister.
Pamela Jeffcoat
and
her jewelry. And Michael does the beautiful wood furniture. And they're distinctly designed. Nothing I've ever seen before. He'll incorporate glass and other things in his wood. But
None of them are square.
None of them are square. No,
so
none
mostly
of them.
It's chest of drawers and things like that. And
they
small
defy gravity.
Jewelry chest and things. But it's all odd shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pamela does these beautiful, beautiful jewelry pieces. They're made of fine materials, precious metals. And the level of sawing, the jewelry saw work that she does, almost microscopic. It's beautiful. It's beautifully detailed. You must see. I will post some pictures of both of those artists up on the website. I think they're in their 22nd year, if I'm not mistaken.
Our 36th season.
I'm sorry, 36th season up here in Door.
Michael has been there 22 years, but Pam has been there for 36.
I'll double-check my facts, but I'll put some pictures of their work. They were gracious enough to speak with us for a little while. We were talking not only about their art and artisanship, but we're also talking about the state of being an artist in business and how that's changed over the years and how we're all just trying to find our way through with a new technology to make sure that we don't miss new audiences. And so, she's working on Facebook pages and getting online, as are we. And So it was a good conversation, and you know, friendly faces. I love that you can go in to these places and talk to the artists themselves, talk to them about their business, talk to them about what's going on and how their year's been. But yeah, if you come up to Door, they're definitely someplace you do not want to miss seeing.
Downtown Ephraim, behind Chef's Hat Cafe, and just north of Wilson's. Mm-hmm. But they're just off of 42, just one building behind.
Yeah, you kind of have to go in from the parking lot and find them behind some buildings. So, but check them out when you're up. And we also went to some places that were new to us. We did Blue Dolphin, which is more of a, how do I say, more of
it's
a...
It's an eclectic mix of things.
Variety home store. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of things focused on cooking.
Yep.
In there, and so kitchen art as well.
Yep. But all handmade by artisans in the United States. So
some wonderful fused glass platters and plates.
Yep. Not all, I think, from Door County per se, but all 100% handmade in the USA.
Hey kids, Mr. Bill here. I was a busy bee out in the studio today cutting glass, and when I came back in to grab some lunch, I noticed how damaged my knuckles are. As glass artists, we're in water all the time. Add the occasional scrapes and the cold winter weather, and my knuckles have been through the meat grinder. What's a guy to do? I reach for our own GC Lavender Body Butter. It's soothing and healing. GC Lavender Body Butter is beeswax based, giving your hands a coat of protection while it heals, and it will stay where you put it. It also contains vitamin E for healing, shea butter for softness, and that great lavender scent. As with all of our lavender goodies, we grow our own lavender here on the farm in north central Illinois, and we make our own products. GC Lavender Body Butter is great for knuckles, heels, elbows, and knees. I've also heard it's great for runners to avoid chafing in those tender areas. Pick up a tin at our Downers Grove Gallery or online at gclavender.com.
Another place that we went that was new to us this season was George Burr Gallery, and I specifically looked him up because I was looking for some pastel work. That's something that I don't currently do, and people always ask about painting and pastels, and he does exclusively Door County. So he's a Door County artist living and capturing Door County one pastel at a time, and his works were spectacular.
Yeah, they were very, very nice. They're in Ephraim, kind of on the very north end of Ephraim on 42, and they're right across the road from Blue Dolphin.
Yeah, oh, okay. So they hit both of those. And then an old haunt, Jeffrey Ladier, is a gallery that we visit almost every time we come up. And it's also in Ephraim. And he started out of New York, is that true?
I thought it was L.A., but LA, he was a big city guy working for ad agencies and came up here and loved it and stayed.
Yes. And his works, he's a two-dimensional artist to begin with painting, you know, paintings and flat. But now he's got things that are three-dimensional. So he's taken that, lifted it up, made it into some sculpture work, which he's experimenting with. That was very cool and different this year. He's also got a lot of pieces that are now printed on aluminum, which is very cool. The colors just pop off the aluminum. He has matte versions, which I am particularly fond of because of the look and the feel and the mood. And then also shiny versions, very nice for contemporary homes. So it's very nice to check.
Those are all contemporary pieces. Mm-hmm. Abstract contemporary.
And if he is a, you know, he has some higher end pieces, and if your budget cannot reach that high, he also has some fabulous small pieces. He's got some things on tiles. He has some silks, and I think new this year were some bracelets, so he's got some jewelry that feature his artwork. Very well defined, and he's in his, if I'm going to get quote this right, I want to say 22nd year. Somebody's in their 22nd year up here. Anyway, they have long standing been in the area. The last one, I'll just shout out to Plum Bottom Gallery. They were on Plum Bottom Road. That was where we knew them from. But now they have a new location. The second location.
In Egg Harbor, right on 42, just north of the bend in the road.
Yep, and they're a fabulous collection of artists in Door County and other places. And I was impressed. And you have to visit both sites, though, because they have different artists featured at both of the sites. So it's worth going. If you think you've seen Plum Bottom, go see the other Plum Bottom Gallery also. And that was new this year. So very cool. So, Mr. Bill, you've been silent back here. What was your favorite part of Door County?
I always have to say the landmark here where we stay.
Absolutely.
Landmark Resort has been here for many years. It's a timeshare, but we just rent for the weekend. So that's how most of the units are rented out. It's a bigger, I think it might be the largest of the resorts here. There's
one of the
probably
largest,
400 some rooms here.
Yeah.
But they're in four different buildings. You don't feel like you're stepping on each other. Occasionally in the weekends, the weddings are a bit loud into the night, but it's not a big deal. I do love the way they've trimmed their trees. So here we are on the second and third floor.
You have a gorgeous view of the water.
And we can see all the way to the water, which is about a mile away, and maybe half a mile away. The trees are trimmed up above or below, but they're not blocking your views.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So it's really nice. The place that we rent, well, they all have a little kitchenette in them, so we've been cooking breakfast for each other here this week, which is really nice. You know, save a few bucks that way, too. Clean and simple. There's pools, there's hot tubs, shuffleboard, and tennis courts, and everything you'd want. We're just up the hill from Egg Harbor.
Yeah, this is an excellent location. If all I do is come here and go out on some of the, you know, by their pools, their outdoor pools, and sit and just with a cup of tea and relax, I mean, that's inspiration enough. I could paint from the view from the window.
They have the Carrington restaurant here on site.
Also very good.
Very nice restaurant.
Karaoke on Saturday nights.
Oh, really?
This is a new thing.
We won't be there. But the grounds are very nicely kept, and they take care of the place. So this year, new, they've redone the bathrooms with walk-in showers. So the tubs are gone, and they have big walk-in showers. All granite, and I think the granite in the kitchen's all new as well. Mm-hmm. So I believe they do that by building. They'll redo those over
the
winter.
That's not why I'm coming here, but they do keep the property.
They're very nice.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of conventions and things that come up here. And so you always have to rent way in advance.
Yeah, make
so
your reservations.
Think about this
early.
In March for summer rentals. And that's true across Door County. Right now, it's hard to find things last minute in Door County during the summer months from, well, really June, July, and August. And a little bit into the fall with the changing colors, the weekends will be very busy. Weekdays, you'll be able to find things last minute. But weekends, they're booked up. And then I think Egg Harbor is my favorite town here.
Is that?
Well, they always have the eggs on display.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, they create these fiberglass eggs that are about 18 inches tall, and they have different artists decorate them in various ways. I won't ruin it for you. You'll have to come and see.
I have some pictures. I'll put those up on the blog.
So you're
going to
ruin it for them.
Well, okay.
They're outside all around town. And so as you're walking through the shops, you'll find another one. And there's maps of them, of course. And then Shipwrecked here in...
We really enjoyed Shipwrecked.
In Egg Harbor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since they've rebuilt it, they had a fire. A tragic fire
a couple
of years ago.
I was
going to
say, are we going to talk about Shipwrecked? And no?
So they had a fire a couple of years ago, destroyed the building. They built it new with the brewery visible now in-house. There's
very
the bar
new
on the lower level and the restaurant upstairs. Unique combinations, and it's pub food, but it's interesting.
It's really good pub food,
yeah.
And I am going to talk about them a little bit. So they along with a couple other spots in Door County have ties back to Al Capone and the mob.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So
like Simon Creek does too.
Simon Creek
Chicago connection. Yeah.
But in that location, there were also FBI agents that were like close to catching Capone, and they mysteriously disappeared in the tunnels underneath that connected several of the different buildings in Egg Harbor. The tunnels are now closed, unfortunately, but if you can find an entrance.
Did you, did you get that history from the last tour, the trolley tour that you took last year?
The trolley tour last year, and also part of it is in their menu. Like, it's written into their...
They tell their story in the menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
So Door County was frequented by gangsters back in the 20s, and as a way to hide out up here. And many of them tried to do their liquor here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the distilleries up here and shipped down the lake, where there were many less police cars out on the lake. So they would ship down. So that's the story is woven throughout many businesses up here, and they'll talk about it. So it's a fun thing to watch for.
Yeah, this area is rich in its culture and its stories and its background. So anytime you go into a place, you can usually find a backstory that draws you from its history to current day.
Mm-hmm.
But just like what I've been fascinated by this trip is that so many things have changed and been updated, right? And we see Door County changing to attract new clientele also, but still a very, very beautiful place to be and to visit, and I'm guessing that we'll be back again sometime, hopefully soon.
Probably next year.
same time, same place.
Maybe sooner. Maybe sooner.
Same exact weekend.
All right. Well, I'd like to take a second and thank all of you guys for doing the podcast with me before we go. I think we have to check out now, otherwise they're going to kick us out, as much as we would like to stay. But we will be looking for, we've got Peninsula Park today.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to bike.
And a couple other.
Maybe Coyote for barbecue this afternoon. They're fairly new.
Coyote Roadhouse?
Yeah.
They might just be new to us. I don't know if they're new. We just never stop.
That counts.
So that'll be a new experience.
You got to do a lot of new experiences. But thank you very much. And thank you all of you, my audience, for listening to this very first Travelogue podcast of Door County. And hopefully we'll bring you more and more. So check out our blog at galleriechoice.blog. Don't forget to visit our website, galleriechoice.com. And
our storefront, Galleries Choice, in downtown Downers Grove.
So much, and we'll talk to you soon.